Hello, everybody. I'm not an old guy despite wearing this, but anyway, this video is about Israel's war on journalists, the systematic murder of journalists in Gaza, particularly Palestinian journalists. I don't know if there are any foreign journalists there now. So the question is why? Why has Israel gone out of its way to murder journalists? I mean, amongst 60,000 murder victims, you'd expect a few to be journalists, but it's over 200 by most estimates. It's obviously to hide the Israel Defense Forces crimes. They don't want reportage. They don't like it being documented and things like that. And today, people can go to that Holocaust memorial in Israel, but that Holocaust was over 80 years ago. 80 years into the future, they may well be a Palestinian genocide memorial, if not in Palestine, somewhere else in the world. And people will say, why did the world do nothing, not speak out, not take firm action? I'm very glad that at least some humanitarian aid is getting through. Obviously, you might say, well, why hasn't it gone further? I mean, Israel's only murdered about 60,000 people, and the Holocaust was roughly 6 million. I mean, if you look at the Jewish Holocaust, not of gays or Jehovah's Witnesses, not of Poles or Soviet prisoners of war. You look at the Jewish Holocaust. I mean, it's partly because they're only doing it a segment of the Palestinian population of the sort of 2 million people in Gaza. And B'Tselem, with his Israeli human rights organization, meaning in the image of, as in the image of Elohim, of God, humans are in the image of God, or an Israeli medical foundation, and they both said, yep, it is genocide. You're deliberately withholding food from starving people, deliberately stopping formula getting through to babies, and so on. So Israelis don't want their crimes exposed, is obviously the bottom line. So that's it. Now they've obviously embedded their own journalists who are willing to play the role of propagandists, the likes of Douglas Murray, to come in there as a cheerleader, applauding every atrocity. And sickeningly, that huge platform at the site of the 7th of October massacre, so people can look into Gaza and watch for sheer entertainment, seeing people hunted like animals. It's not a war, considering the violence is virtually all on one side. Hamas scarcely exists. As I said, most days no Israeli soldiers are killed. Some days not even a single Israeli soldier is wounded. And with bullets flying around, there's sometimes that I would guess they accidentally wound their own person or accidentally injured their own person with an explosion and so on. So they're always boasting about how sophisticated their military technology is, that they can fire with pinpoint accuracy. So when they warn journalists, it's no mistake, they know what they're doing. And so a number of prominent journalists who have been murdered, but why has there not been solidarity? We know the International Committee to Journalists has spoken up about this. And of course, it is a war crime. The Geneva Convention and a number of other conventions specifically protect journalists. And the International Criminal Court is investigating this as well. So, I mean, Fatima Hassouna, she was her film she made was selected for the Cannes Film Festival. The very next day, her home was hit by the Israelis. Now, I submit to you that's not going to be a coincidence. Or Shireen Abu Akleh, she was wearing a press vest. This is before the current Gaza war, when she was shot in the West Bank. The United Nations, many other authorities, Bellingcat, the open source intelligence agency, CNN, the New York Times, they all said that it was Israeli fire that was responsible. Now, did they do it on purpose or not? They were just shooting anyone, any Palestinian will do. So the Committee to Protect Journalists has spoken out about it, Reporters Without Borders, and the International Federation of Journalists has spoken out about it. So lots of media workers willfully murdered by the IDF. So it is sickening. And then Israel not allowing journalists in because we don't want them to be in danger. Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice? They're so caring. They don't want innocent people to be hurt. What about the 60,000 they willfully murdered? Okay, some will be Hamas fighters. How many? I don't know. But the onus is upon them to prove they are Hamas fighters. How do we know? Do you have lists of their names? Have you identified the corpses? There's a dead man, and Hamas fighters are virtually always men. That doesn't prove he's in Hamas. Do you know his identity or not? Or just if he's a Palestinian adult male, yeah, he's a legitimate target. I think that's the attitude. How would you know they're Hamas or not? How do you actually know he's in Hamas or not? Hamas tell them wear uniforms, they don't always holding weapons and so on. So anyway, it's just revolting. Like, they don't want United Nations peacekeepers in Lebanon. They don't want people to attest the crimes they're committing. They've deliberately murdered United Nations peacekeepers, UN staff in Gaza, United Nations schools, and so on, were hit as far back as 2009. Is absolutely revolting, and it just stinks. So unfortunately, the American press corps has been very behindhand on this. Yes, there have been some honorable examples like Anna Kasparian, Mehdi Hasan, and so on. I had the great misfortune to know Mehdi Hasan when I was at university, and what a loathsome specimen he is. But I have to applaud him, let bygones be bygones, because he's on the money about Gaza, and he's valiant in speaking out. I'm actually surprised it hasn't been terminal for his career in the United States, because anyone who says mercy on children, that's anti-Semitism, as they'll call it. They say it's anti-Israel bias for telling the truth in an unvarnished way. Wow. Well, it's just repugnant that these are crimes that they're constantly committing. And if it's so dangerous for journalists, how come you let your own ones in? Oh, because it's not dangerous if you're acting as a sewer for their lies, any attempt to justify these endless atrocities against Palestinians. And the reason, obviously, that genocide hasn't gone as far as the Holocaust, something like that, is because there are decent Israelis. There's a serious minority who say, no, this is appalling, this is shameful, stop. And obviously, Israel is not a superpower, whereas Germany was in the 1940s, early 1940s. And Israel's arms shipments, trade, that's still quite important to them. And they don't want to alienate too much of American opinion. There's a segment of American opinion is just as nauseated by this as I am. They can't go too far. And that's why even Netanyahu has felt obliged to allow air flights. And just thinking the Royal Air Force in Cyprus, they ought to fly in and drop in anyway, even without Israeli permission. What are you going to do? Are you going to shoot them down? The United Kingdom, one of the more sympathetic countries towards Israel in the UK. So anyway, it's sickening, and really just nothing would surprise me now. So many well-known journalists murdered completely innocent civilians. Wala Al-Jabari, this woman who was shot dead at home along with her entire family only just last month. And why do we not hear out about that? Evan Gershkovich, when he was in prison in Russia, yes, that was terrible. Nobody thought he was going to be killed. And yet, more people spoke up for him than did for Palestinians, because obviously Palestinians are just devalued by the Zionist media. Now, I'm not saying all my media outlets are Zionist. Some are non-Zionist. Okay, some are fair and balanced, but many are not, even if they're not overt propaganda outlets. And no, I'm not saying that there's some sort of Zionist world conspiracy, and there never ever has been. Okay, but there's some big corporations run by Zionists. Fine. Some people have a Zionist belief system agenda. I don't dispute that. Their right to say what they want, and indeed anti-Zionists. I'm not an anti-Zionist. I accept Israel's existence. I'm not trying to end that. But no, I'm not going to be a shill speaking up for them. So well-known women murdered in the last few years. These female journalists, Hanin Ali Al-Qushtan, Eman Al-Shanti, Sumaya Abed Rabu, Sakina Masour, Wafa Abu Daban. Forgive me if I mispronounced their names. So, and yet Israel boasts about, oh, we believe in a free media. No, you don't. Murder's the most extreme form of censorship. One of the things they denounced Assad, Syria, for was the willful murder of journalists. Was it that American journalist Marie Colvin, a well-known young Frenchman as well, or was for deliberately starving people to death in Syria, which Israel is doing right now? So this is morally repugnant, and people got to call it out. So it's just so dismaying to see what's going on in Gaza every day. I can't bear to look at or think about it. The suffering that people are going through, people of all ages, little children. Wow. And I don't want them to suffer. I don't want Israelis to suffer either. Peace now. And no, there's no easy solution, because the Israelis started this war. It didn't begin on the 7th of October. It began long before that. Raiding Al-Aqsa mosques, constant murders of Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, the illegal occupation of all these places. Israel turned down peace deals. 1947, the Palestinians turned down the deal. Which country would agree to give away a third of their land? Which country has ever freely agreed that? Has any country ever freely agreed that, in return for what? They weren't getting something in return, like lots of money or something. Why? Why? Why on earth would they do that? And to not even control their own capital, Jerusalem, have the United Nations control it? Not surprising they turned it down. I would too, having to give a lot of it over to illegal immigrants. I'm not saying the Israelis are illegal immigrants now. They're not. I mean, those in the West Bank are. But even then, I think something should be done for them, given permanent resident status. of the West Bank, if they're willing to return their stolen property, maybe offer them Palestinian citizenship if they want it, something like that. All right. Thank you. Please subscribe to my channel and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Bye.